This is HPR episode 2632 entitled, Liverpool Make First 2018, Interviews with Robert and Carl, and is part of the series, Interviews. It is hosted by Tony Hume aka Tony H1212, and is about 6 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, in this episode I talk to Robert from Robert's Workshop, and Carl from Edgehill University.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
This is Tony Hughes at Liverpool Maker Fest, and I've got with me...
Robert Glass from Robert's Workshop.
Right, Robert. Could you tell us a little bit about what Robert's Workshop does?
Robert's Workshop, we go into primary schools and we teach STEM through making. So we've got maker kits like balloon cars, elastic band cars, electric-powered cars and wind-powered cars, and we do science through the making. So we teach Newton's third laws, we teach potential and kinetic energy, and that's how we teach the kids, and they remember it because they've made something that actually does it. And the other thing that we're doing now is we're going into schools with the Crumble microcontroller, and we're teaching kids how to program, but using certain components to make up, we've developed a small robot that they can make up in about 20 minutes and then program and see what they're doing and problem solve it really quickly, because if it's turning left, they told it to turn right, they can change what they've done immediately and see the reaction. So we're getting a very good response.
So how did you get into doing this kind of thing?
I've been a design technology teacher, a head of design technology for 27 years, and because of the changes in the curriculum, we've had to introduce lots of things, and because of STEM, the only way that we can stand out in STEM against science and maths is by showing them how to do it with all these making kits.
Right, so I'm just standing a little bit away from your stall at the moment, but I can see some little robots with the Crumbles attached to them and a couple of laptops. So how do the kids actually make them work?
They make them work. It's a block programming system. It's similar to Scratch, but it's been adapted for the Crumble, and they can just drag the blocks into a series, and then they just send it to the robot through a cable, and it works immediately. The robot's got its own onboard power, so it works away from the computer, and they seem to really enjoy it.
That's really cool, actually. You've got some other things that seem to be made out of bits of laser cut ply and things. What are they?
Yeah, well, we've got our balloon car, we've got our electric car, we've got an elastic band car, and they're all designed so they just clip together very easily, and the kids can make them, decorate them, and then they all work. And we've got a new thing called a retro robot, which is run with levers and an electric motor, and we're developing that for this year.
That's really cool. How would people find you on the internet?
We're at robertsworkshop.co.uk.
Thank you very much. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Great to meet you, Tony.
Thank you. This is Tony Hughes at Liverpool Make Fest for Hacker Public Radio, and I've got with me...
I'm Carl Simmons. I'm from Edgehill University. I work on initial teacher training programs, and we're here today at Liverpool Make Fest to get kids interested in robotics. So we're going to get them to make some little doodle bots out of very cheap components. So Poundland fans and a couple of batteries, but then loads of other stuff to make it nice and artistic and interesting. They're going to make these robots that are going to make random works of art, and they're going to be able to take it all the way with them.
What exactly is a Doodlebot?
So a Doodlebot, there's no standard definition, but what we've got here is a bot that's made of 3 pens, an ice cream tub, and a fan. If you put those together in a certain way, then you create a vibrating unit that then will move across a piece of paper. And because it's got legs for pens, the pens will draw on the piece of paper and make a kind of repeated pattern or a scribble or a doodle. And then kids can look at that and say what they can see in the doodle, and then they can augment it with extra drawing or stickers or whatever they want. So they can take away a piece of art and a robot. But then it kind of prompts questions like, well, how would you control it? Because at the moment it's completely random. So they can begin to think about questions around microcontrollers, other kinds of methods of locomotion like wheels or tracks. So it gets them thinking really about robotics.
Right. What microcontroller are you actually using for the Doodlebot?
Yeah, so these don't use microcontrollers, so they're completely random. They're just driven by vibrating motion. But you could then, the idea is you could then take them and add either a code book or a microbit or an Arduino, and then you could actually pulse when the motor's coming on, so that would produce a different sort of pattern. But we're not doing that here today because we want them to be able to take something away with them. And if we did microcontrollers, it'd get too expensive to give them all them.
So this is kind of an introduction to electronics and kind of robotics at a very simple level.
Exactly, yeah. So it's for younger kids, just to get the idea that they can take some cheap components, hack them together, and make them do something they were never intended to do, and then begin to think about robots and how robots are used.
I see a very fancy little construction over there with a little balloon face on it. Is that one of them?
Yeah, so that's our little Dali bot. So that was our first, that was the first like little prototype we made. And we just thought, you know, which artist would like this particularly? And we thought Dali probably would. So we've tried to make it look a bit like Dali with a nice little mustache and a quirky eyebrow.
I shall take a picture and that shall be included in the show notes for the recording.
Great, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Hecker Public Radio at heckerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hecker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.